We'll be bringing her in shortly.
Okay, thanks.
This is your first conjugal visit, isn't it?
Yeah, I've known Gina for a long time. We've been writing back and forth and finally got married a couple months ago, and I'm kind of nervous, to be honest.
Well, if it's anything like the strip search, you're a lucky man.
Okay.
Okay, Gina, you got 30 minutes. Y'all have fun. I'll be right outside the door if either of you need me. I'm kidding. Enjoy.
Hey.
Hi. Gina, stop. I just can't turn it on like that. I need romance first.
Come on, baby. I'll give you romance.
Gina, stop. What are you doing with your tongue? Stop it. Are your lips chapped or something?
Oh, come on, baby. All the girls in here, they're getting it good. Lakeisha keeps getting that HWD, hard, wet, and dirty.
We'll get there. Let me just put this right here. I'm going to play this for you, and let's dance a little bit first.
15 minutes later.
What's going on in there?
No idea. But now that you're here, I just wanted to tell you, we're glad you subscribed. We've been working hard, wet, and dirty to make it a better show. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just search for The Salty Show. Give us a follow. Hit the like button. Share some of the content. All right. Time's up.
Everybody, guess who's back? We got a special guest for you tonight. Say what's up, Rachel Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our world.
What up, man? I'm your boy, Timmy Two Times. What do you got for us today, Sully Saul?
What is up, everybody? All right. Hollywood has released a DC Comics origin movie for its most iconic villain, the Joker. Buzz about the film has caused some to speculate there might be another mass shooting. Next, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez may have been trolled this week when a woman at one of her town halls proposed that everyone should start eating babies.
Eat the baby, eat the baby, eat the baby!
As a way to combat climate change. AOC responded with a confused look, but didn't dismiss the idea of cannibalism. I'm not kidding.
I know that. That's why I said that. That shit.
They're teetering on the edge, man. They're teetering on the edge. Oh, yeah.
They don't know what to do.
And finally, we're going to talk about the latest on the whole Trump impeachment fiasco. We're going to give you the latest on that. All right. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Yay!
Salty Show!
Well, well, well. Who is back?
Who gives a shit? No, on to the next.
I know, she's been back so many times.
Yeah, you don't get an introduction no more.
Where am I? Who am I?
Yeah.
What's going on, Ray? What do you got? I know we missed you with the Crazy Ray Chronicles.
So you found the new studio.
Yeah, you know.
It's exactly where the old one was.
Yeah.
I was lost for about a month.
she remembered that she had to make a left instead of a right to get to the studio.
The 101. I was getting off on the 202 the whole time.
Guys, I think I was recording something different then.
So. I mean, oh my God. Like, what would you record?
I don't know. It's none of your business.
No wonder why you got something on the side of your face. Just hanging off there.
It's going to drop pretty soon.
Alrighty. Well.
Yes.
Do we do this?
We're doing it.
We're doing this?
Right into it.
Should I drop on the first one?
Just pull the pants down and go in with no condom, no foreplay. Just go in raw dogging.
All right, guinea pig ice cream is becoming a new culture in Ecuador.
Wait, what?
Wait. Why you got to try to say it like me?
Ice cream becoming a cool new treat.
Guinea pig ice cream.
Ice queen.
All right, come on. Say it right, fucker. Let's go.
A cool new tweet in Ecuador.
A tweet or a treat? Okay.
So is it made of guinea pigs or is it made from guinea pig meat?
Somebody
That's a pig. That's a pig. I'm so sorry about that one.
So you know that guinea pigs aren't pigs.
Right? I lost control of that. Sorry.
So wrong, this is an episode of When Sound Effects Go Bad.
Wrong sound effect.
Tootie
fail.
I didn't want the...
Oh my God, why did you do that?
I am so sorry.
Oh my God. Nelson's trying to kill
that. That went really bad.
Really, oh my quick. Dude, I burnt the entire my entire mouth. Oh my God.
Sorry. All right, back on track. What's going on?
Back to the guinea pigs. I was suspicious, but it was tasty, said one skeptical customer.
Wow.
What's it made of?
It's made of guinea pigs. What do you think it's made out of?
That is
so
gross.
Not like the shape of guinea pigs.
So wait, is it the actual guinea pig meat, or is it like guinea pig milk that they turn into ice cream?
Nope, they use the meat, I believe.
Wait, no.
That's not ice cream. I'm going to need clarification because that's a kebab, not an ice cream cone.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's ham.
Meat flavored ice cream. Bacon.
Bacon. Oh my God, you would smell that shit left and right.
What?
Olive oil flavored ice cream is the thing.
Olive oil.
Well, you know, that's a double laxative.
What?
It's a double laxative.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, dairy, and olive oil. Olive oil, man. You need to take a shit. You take a scoop of, you take a swig of a teaspoon of olive oil. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that and
ice
castor
cream
oil.
Makes you poop?
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Dairy.
No.
It's not like it's coffee.
I call bullshit. Anybody else? Dairy.
No. Nelson? If I have a glass of milk, bullshit. I will shit my pants.
Rachel,
I get constipated.
It.
Whenever
Rachel?
I have any dairy.
You calling bullshit on that?
I'm calling bullshit. There's something wrong. What's going on with your butthole, Tim?
You're voted off the island.
My butthole's fine.
You're not allowed to talk for 30 minutes.
My butthole's fine. I shit regular. So anyway,
sure?
Enough about my butthole.
It doesn't sound like regular.
Jesus, this is not.
No. My butthole's fine. You see what happens?
Jesus. All right. So who's the mental powerhouse that decided we needed to have guinea pigs for ice cream?
It is. The stall owner is Maria del Carmen Pilipana.
No idea.
You just have to pronounce it like you're confident.
Yeah,
Pilipeña.
Pilipeña.
Pilipeña. Who's off the offerings? What did you say?
He's saying it really wrong though.
He said like a
hey,
like an
but you know what I'm saying.
or is that how?
Yeah, that's
Italian
how.
Say?
Yeah, that's no. How Puerto Ricans say.
I've never.
My peña.
You guys are pulling racisms left and right.
All right. Before we let's bring it back to the center.
Back to the guinea pigs.
All right. Anyways,
peña.
So she serves 150 servings of guinea pig ice cream a day.
People Jesus. Are fucking weird.
Or a week. She also has ice cream flavored of beetles and...
No. Stop.
Nope.
Traditionally eaten as a salty snack.
Nope.
And a smaller amount of mushroom ice cream.
Ew.
So she has all sorts of stuff, but I guess the guinea pig one is pretty common. The beetle and mushroom ice creams include fruits such as pineapple and passion fruit, and beetle ice cream has a slight aroma of wet earth. That's concerning.
No.
It's like patchouli.
No.
Patchouli ice cream.
No.
Let me just eat dirt real quick. Hold on. Let me take some disgusting. Dirt and eat that shit.
No, we're not doing that.
But it's also, it's especially good because it has high protein content.
Well, you know what?
An egg. Eat an egg. Why would you eat a beetle?
I don't know.
It's got some meat.
Guinea pig ice cream is just the beginning. She has new flavors in mind. Crab, chicken, and pork.
Ew.
Oh my God, crab ice cream.
I could probably
just imagine the smell.
Oh, dude.
That's like. All right.
I've smelled that before.
But is it like. You're being gross, Tim.
Pinche.
Oh my God.
You're being nasty.
Dirty Pinoch.
Okay. Next.
On to the next one.
Why is he like this?
We may be closing in on the discovery of alien life. Are we prepared?
Alien? Oh, wow. You're not allowed to say alien in New York. We figured that out last week.
No, illegal alien.
Oh.
Are these
legal aliens, or are they here without a passport?
Well,
space aliens.
Those are illegal.
Let me tell you something.
Space aliens are illegal.
Let me tell you something.
I'll
one of those
right
aliens
now.
Come down over here, and they start going, yeah. You tell them they're illegal.
Anal probe.
Yeah.
Anal
tell them they're illegal. Probe. When they just put their finger probe. Out their neck. Bam, you're dead.
What's up with the noises?
Well, you know, I'm trying to be Mr. Sound Effect.
The fibers?
Yeah.
It's
illegal.
The answer to everything.
All right.
Whoa. Anyways, in 1996, the blockbuster science news story of the year was to claim that fossilized microbes had been found in a meteorite known to be a hunk of ancient Martian regolith
or soil.
Fuck
the
regular.
Basically, it's trying to talk about the disclosure that the government is doing and has been doing over the last few months that I've been trying to fucking put to light in my chronicles. That they're basically disclosing small little tidbits from like different people that used to be in the government, like Barry Goldwater, who said that aliens were real.
What?
And all this other shit.
I
didn't
remember Barry Goldwater saying that. What?
He's like one of the top like people that used to be high in the government that actually admitted to aliens being real.
He was a former Arizona
Senate.
And that's why he was never elected president.
No.
Possibly. But but basically the whole theory is that they're slowly releasing like a slow amount of information just to make sure that the world doesn't go like running screaming into the street and losing their goddamn mind. Because they
no, we're doing that.
We don't say God on this show either.
What?
Stop!
You're an idiot.
God, I'm gonna fucking slaughter him.
Which one?
Butter knife.
Do I need to get out of the way?
Do I need to say anything? I'm gonna kill him.
Holy shit! What the fuck?
All right.
Anyways,
stab you with my
knife.
Don't
you make fun of my alien stories?
So anyway, what happened to Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger's
the people want to know.
I almost went to a story about how India's having an issue with opioid-addicted parrots that keep on going in and stealing opiate seeds.
Oh, no.
But then I was like,
poppy seeds, right?
This
it's poppy
like,
that
right?
is too funny.
This is too much. But
parrots.
On my last story is a fucking groundbreaking one.
Whatever.
Groundbreaking so, alien poppy seed parrots.
Well, straight out of a movie.
Yeah.
It is... esteemed parenting author Christine Barnett claims her adopted teen daughter is actually a disturbed adult. So police say she abandoned her adopted daughter. She says the girl was actually an adult sociopath. So she had traveled from the Ukraine to the rolling hills of Cornfield, Indiana, only to wind up in her own strange city. So basically this lady had a kid that had like autism. She got super renowned because her kid is now like the youngest like doctor or something like that when it has to come to like physics or something crazy like that, something beyond my comprehension.
The autistic kid?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Super smart. And he's actually like, teaching at some like college in Canada or something like that. But in the meantime, like while she was like teaching that kid and all this other stuff, she decided to adopt this child that they said was like a disabled like kid from the Ukraine. And she originally came out in 2008 and was with an original family, and the original family gave her up and didn't really say why. They were just like, we can't really like handle this. They're getting rid of it. But she has like a rare bone disorder, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically where they are completely
what does
like,
she look
where
they're like?
They're shorter. She looks like a little kid. So she looks like a little kid.
Grown adult but little kid looking?
Yeah. So okay. Her name's Natalia.
I need to see this picture.
Sure, not, oh, I thought you were going to say it's Greta, you know.
Greta Thunberg. Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
I need to see this picture because.
But she's like literally talking to the camera. She's like, but we have to change the climate.
So this is what she looks like.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like a
like
nine,
a normal little kid. Yeah, so.
But she's a sociopathic face. Adult.
She was
what's her name again?
Six. Natalia. I don't know the last name because it keeps on changing. Barnett. I guess Barnett. So Christine Barnett adopted her. Her name was Natalia. So I would assume that her last name would be Natalia Grace.
What about Romanoff?
So she has dwarfism, but it's like a Natasha. Weird one where it's like symmetrical or something like that.
Wait, so.
I can't say symmetrical.
Oh, God. Hold on. Let me. What the fuck?
So much. Interesting.
So a rare bone disorder that results in dwarfism. But it makes it so that it's like.
Is that what you suffer from, Nelson?
She just looks like a little kid for the rest of her life. She's only like 3 feet tall.
And she's a psychopath.
Yeah, well, she was trying to kill her family.
Well, who hasn't tried to kill their family? I mean, come
well,
on.
She's like, Oompa Loompa.
Wait, hold on. So this is her right here?
Yeah, that's her. So she also
come
had
on.
A period. She
you
had pubic
she's...
hair. She had adult teeth. She had like
she
secondary.
Looks like an adult.
I know somebody that looks like that.
Okay.
Well, that's also her now, I think.
Well, so what did she do to make her a psychopath?
So she was trying to poison her family and, wow. like, was putting, like, knives on the couch so that people would sit down on knives. And, like, all
oh,
these
wow.
other is what the mother alleges. So then the mother took her to a bunch of doctors because she was, like, the first time I gave her a bath, she had, like, full pubic hair. And she was, like, worried that it was, like, some type of, like, hormonal issue. Took her to right. the doctor. And then the doctor was like, well, we could do like a bone test, but it's going to be kind of skewed because she has this bone disorder, basically. So she said that using the, like, the mother is like, well, even using the term girl to describe her is inaccurate. There's been multiple doctors that say she was like a little bit older than she was. Some that say that she was about the same age, but the parents were able to legally change her age to 22, like through the state.
Is that an option?
Apparently.
So you know how people, not to get off the subject here, but you know how people can say that they feel like they're a woman and we have to accept the fact that they're a woman now? I'm at the point now where I want to say, you know what? I'm 66. I need retirement.
Yo, right?
Why not?
Get my social security.
I feel within my heart of hearts that I am 67 years old.
Yeah.
I need to start getting retirement, bitches.
Yeah, my body ages very differently.
But my body.
My back hurt. My back has hurt since I was 12 years old.
That
and
one
I
makes
need retirement.
More sense, though. You know what I mean? Like claiming that you're a different age than you
bitches,
really are.
This is my idea. Yeah. You get in line. I get to go first.
No, age. No, you can't do that for age because it's a legal document that says.
But she was born in a different country.
A legal document that tells you you're a
girl. So right there, she does look
too.
Like a little kid. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was I'm born the in leprechaun.
So then they were also
like. She looks like a leprechaun.
Well, she. Even if she was six, like even if she had this disorder, she would have grown at least an inch and she never grew. So when she took him to the doctor, their primary care was like, well, she's likely 11 years old when they said she was eight. So they're like, she's at the very least 11. But somehow she was able to get some type of document from some type of doctor to say that she was legally 22 and they legally changed it because she was born in a different country. So they didn't really have like a birth certificate or anything like that.
Holy cow.
And the mother was like, the girl has made a career of perpetuating her age and like basically scamming people.
That's her thing.
They call them grifters.
Grifter? You see, another thing out of the Ukraine, huh? What corruption?
Another one.
So when the girl was, I guess, roughly about like 13 years old, or like what she said was 13. So I guess like what is that? Like 2 years later after they adopted her, they realized that she was older, got her birth certificate changed. So they moved to Canada and they bought an apartment for her to live in for 2 or 3 years. And she lived in the apartment totally fine. Then she contacted the police after a while and was like, hey, I'm a kid and my parents abandoned me.
What? Oh. Yo, you know what?
Yeah.
Yo, fuck this bitch. Yeah. She's crazy.
So,
fuck her.
So for the longest time, nobody knew what happened to her after that. Like, they didn't know, like, who adopted her after, if she was just living on her own, like, what was going on. But multiple doctors did diagnose her with, like, a sociopathic disorder or something.
It's
whatever
like the Joker.
They're calling it. They're changing it all the time.
That's crazy.
But she was suffering from like more of like that and like hearing voices, so like more of schizophrenia, which typically happens like in teenage to like young adult years is when that happens.
Really?
Yeah. So usually it only happens.
So if
like,
I'm still hearing voices and shit like that, that's a problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's onset in your teens to like late 20s, right. Then it continues for life.
I have the definitive solution for this problem.
Killer?
To find out how old she is, just cut her open and count the rings.
What the fuck?
Like a tree? Like a tree stump?
That's carbon. It's like carbon dating. Hey, yeah, carbon dating on her, man. Let's go.
You guys should see the look on everyone's face. Like, they're like, what?
No, I know what you're saying.
I mean, it makes sense. I could go with that.
Well, I mean, she is trying to stab everybody with knives.
Right, I think we.
So currently, though, the parents are now. Have now been arrested for abandoning a child.
Ugh. But she's 22. That's not abandonment.
But they don't know for sure if she's 22 or not. So they don't know
if they had it legally. Oh
if
my
the
God.
Documents were forged or what was going on. There's no like.
This is why
confirmed. We do know for sure that she did have like some type of mental disorder that was like later onset. Because she was even seen like she would only hang out with teenagers or older people. Her mom would watch a bunch of kids and she would go to the mom and be like, I don't know how you deal with these children and like say these things when she's supposed to be six. And like she had like a more and also they had a friend that was from the Ukraine and could speak Ukrainian and tried to speak to her in Ukrainian. She couldn't understand them and she couldn't describe like where she was like raised. But also at the same time, if you're six, you're brought over here at four. Like, how are you going to remember like from four on? But it's kind of like dicey because it's like she couldn't speak, but she could speak perfectly good English, like better than a normal 6-year-old, but couldn't speak Ukrainian, which is
where she's from.
Yeah.
She crazy. She cray cray. Yeah. She fits the cray cray conicals.
Mental institute.
She's on the shifty side. Get rid of her. Ship her back.
It's like, you know, when like somebody adopts a dog and they don't like it, they give it back. Like, you should be able to do that. You know, you adopt a bad one, you give it back to the adoption clinic. Yeah, you go take it back.
All right. The dog starts chewing.
You have anything else with the crazy chronicles?
Nope, that is it.
That is it. All right. Thank you for that, Ray. So let's get down to the topic. So
stop kissing the
Joker.
Mic.
DC, what do you got?
Wow. So DC decided to do an origin story on the greatest villain of all time, my favorite psychopathic character, and who I wish I could actually be and get away with it, the Joker. Because he's crazy.
Now, okay,
and he
so,
hears shit. And he could kill people really fucking cool.
So, one thing that... Okay, have you guys seen the previews?
Yeah.
You don't watch previews.
I try not to watch previews. So as soon as it comes on, I see the first thing and it's like he's smiling and he's in the mirror and he's just like...
Ray, have you seen the... You've seen the previews?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna play it, all right? Because you guys have seen it. I didn't want to do spoilers. So I'm going to... Let's watch this here because...
Did you already watch the bootleg?
No, I haven't seen it.
But even the music, like, I think they just the trailer makes this thing look like the best thing ever. I love the Sinatra. Let me tell you something.
All right. So, okay, before we get started. So,
this why you cut me off?
I'm sorry, man.
No. It's your show. You go. Yeah.
Right. So when you talk about trailers, right, there's some trailers that don't do justice to a film. I think just watching that makes me want to go see this movie. I'm definitely going to go see this movie.
And my thing is, it doesn't give away a lot of the movie, it gives away the synopsis, you know what I mean? But it doesn't give away, like, you know, like when you're watching like Avengers and they show like the final fight scene in the trailer, you're like, you dick.
Exactly. They show the best thing. Yeah. So I think they leave a lot of things hidden because I've watched some of the interviews with Joaquin Phoenix that he's doing. And there's something that leaves it to the audience to decide what happens. Anyway, the words that I want to say that describe me just watching that was dark, right? It's dark. It's cynical.
Love it.
It's tumultuous. You can tell.
DC, bro.
And to a certain extent, it's very sinister, right? You see the choice of the music with Frank Sinatra, what he does, right? The way that he is. But one thing that I want to ask you guys is, so Heath Ledger did a great performance of the Joker. Nobody can deny that. Do you think Joaquin Phoenix has the chance to?
Yes, we'll have to see. No, I think so.
Well, what makes you
say that though?
Because this is dedicated. So you got to remember, every Joker we've seen he's already the Joker, right? And he's doing Joker things, right? He's robbing banks, going after. This is the first time you're actually seeing outside of maybe some of the animes and all that. That might the cartoons that. Might show the beginning.
These are they're completely different movies, right?
You're right.
The context for which,
but this is the first time we're seeing the development of how he becomes the Joker. Because you always hear it in the movies, like, you know, I got these scars, you know, and
so in that Heath Ledger one, there's you see the dynamic, the relationship, the interaction between Heath Ledger's Joker and the Batman, right? So. This movie is different because it's a standalone.
Yeah.
He's Joker, just Joker. There's no, I don't think, unless somebody does a cameo or something.
Yeah, but you got to remember. So in this, his Batman is the people. Like you saw it it's the people that held him down, right? So his obsession and how he grew was based on all that. So it almost explains how, like, when Batman comes to play later on, that... He's an obsessive compulsive person. You know what I mean?
So what I heard is that we do see Batman, but he's a kid because the movie takes place in the 80s, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say there appears to be a time difference there.
So he does meet Bruce Wayne, but Bruce Wayne is a child at that time. What were you gonna say, Ray?
Well, I was just gonna say, like, even in the comic books, like, the Joker has so many different backstories, so it's hard to keep track as to which one is actually. I mean, really, none of them are because
and I think the Dark Knight addressed that because if you remember, every time the Joker in that movie would say about how he got his scars, he changed the story every single time. So we never know what is the real origin.
Outside of that, like, if you were to look at like the Killing Joke, which is like the most common, greatest graphic novel ever, my dude Alan Moore. like his story is completely different, where Batman is very much there and alive. And that's the reason why the Joker becomes the Joker. There are certain ones where the Joker becomes the Joker before Batman even becomes an adult and all these other things. But also there's so many different storylines with that character series that it makes it kind of complex to really say that there's like one for sure right and wrong answer as to like how he became who he was.
So I don't know much about either Batman or the Joker. Is the Joker supposed to be the same, roughly the same age as Batman, or is he supposed to be an older?
In Batman versus Superman, like one of the main reasons people didn't like it a lot was because Batman was so like old, negative and morose and all these other things. Mm-hmm. But in the comic book, like he was supposed to be old and negative, and he had his Jason Todd got murdered by the Joker and all these other things that are like weighing on his head where he doesn't really want to take part in things. And Superman's supposed to be older as well, like in the comic book series. So it's like one of those things where it's like people don't really like understand, like, no, it's not supposed to be the same Batman that you've seen in the past or that you've seen and all these other different reiterations of it.
Even down to in the original Batman, right, with Michael Keaton, they actually explain, because his name was Jack Napier, right? And Jack Napier.
Wait, who was Jack Napier?
The Joker. So
wait, hold on. See, I was under the impression that Joker didn't have a name.
So originally in that Batman, his name was Jack Napier, and then he got dumped into the chemicals.
Rachel,
right?
Do you know if in the comic books the Joker had a name? Because I thought he never had a name.
So
in the movie right here, they called him Arthur.
Right. So that's funny, because in the original Batman with Michael Keaton, his name was Jack Napier, right? And he killed Bruce Wayne's parents. So when he's like, oh, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? And he's like, I know, I heard that before. And then he started realizing, he's like, shit, the Joker is Jack Napier, and Jack Napier is who killed my parents. So now that's why he was like, I'm getting this son of a bitch, right? For multiple reasons.
So he would be older in that particular timeline, right?
It or just depends.
Line. Yeah, and it's just crazy how, like you say, there's so many different backstories to Joker, and it's almost like it makes sense to a degree because of the fact that he is like, it's almost like he has split personalities. So what days are,
let me ask you guys about this, because a lot of origin comic book heroes that they're making movies out of are taking place in the 80s. What do you guys think about that? Why do you think that?
Who's the other ones?
Because that's when comics were at the peak.
Marvel, Captain Marvel,
Silver Age. 80s and Silver Age comics.
Captain Marvel was in the 90s. Was Captain Marvel the 90s or 80s?
90s.
No, he was World War II. It was the 40s.
That's Captain America.
No, you're talking about Captain America.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was a female one.
Sorry,
I don't think
you're Captain Save-A-Ho is from the 90s.
But anyway, so what I'm thinking is, I think it's pretty cool, right? Because you look at an era, right? I like that they do that, right? They're going to the 80s. So this film takes place in the 80s.
Right, but when you think about the 80s, like, when you look at the trains, the graffiti, like, this is before cities became modern. And, like, the cities, like, were urban and they were run down. Like, when you think about Gotham, a.k.a. New York and Chicago in the 80s, it was a shithole. It was fucking crack and hookers all over the place. You had big skyscrapers with Wall Street money.
Before Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. God bless his soul. You know, it's it's a perfect depiction, because if you try to say, hey, I'm a superhero in this day and age, oh my God, you can't say this, you can't say that, you know, everybody's a douche, you know?
And we don't have phone booths anymore, so how's Superman going to change into his outfit?
You're right, yes. That's true. You know what? That context is not going to make sense anymore. It really doesn't make sense anymore. Kids who watch it now, they're like, phone.
And it's so cheese dick. It really is. He goes in and comes out. It's like, you can't tell that's Clark Kent. He's got the same face with glasses or not glasses.
It was a different time.
Did you see the Deadpool 2 trailer from when he goes into a phone booth, change Wade Wilson to Deadpool, and he takes 20 minutes and the guy who's getting mugged. Have you seen that?
Yeah. No, I gotta watch that.
Oh my God, that was in the beginning of Deadpool 2. It was fucking hysterical.
It was like the teaser trailer. When they were first doing it, and everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's getting mugged in the alley. He runs into the phone booth. He's like putting the hood on, trying to get his shoes on, trying to put his pants on.
And he's like, I gained weight.
You know what? That's the genius behind Deadpool, right? That's just the character.
There's no beating cynical. Deadpool. Sorry.
Hold on.
Sorry.
One thing that I want to mention, though, is
Joker.
You know, we saw this preview of this new Joker, right? Obviously, it's its own standalone movie, and apparently, Joaquin Phoenix agreed to this because it was its own movie. He didn't want to be part of a DC universe type thing. He didn't want to be part of that dynamic. But here's the deal. Did you guys see how much weight he lost?
Yeah, that's
the guy.
He became vegan.
Lost that's a what I lot did. Of weight.
I looked like that when I was a vegan.
You did. You were like,
but here, this is my problem. But now this is my problem, right? You're doing an origin story for the Joker, right? He's not being introduced into any of the DC
stories. Why doesn't he need to be organized?
Huh?
Why doesn't he need to be organized like
that? Right, but the problem is, like, Suicide Squad's coming, you know, the second one's coming out. They're introducing, like,
Birds of Prey. Did you guys see the trailer?
Yeah. Birds of Prey.
Yeah, Harley Quinn is getting her own standalone. It's not an origin, but it's a standalone film.
Standalone one. For just her. They're making it into just her. Birds of Prey was like multiple characters. Yeah, had like
stay there promoting
the
her.
Birds of Prey? I'm sorry, what's the idea?
I want to pull up the trailer for that one because that's actually...
The trailer looks dope, though.
First of all, what's her name?
Harleen Quinzel.
But the actress.
Margot Robbie.
See, that... Again, I don't usually go for skinny
are they,
girls
are they
like this,
changing
but,
the
oh God,
look
girl,
of Harley Quinn between the two? Because they're rebooting the Suicide Squad, right? So they're changing the look a little bit, I hope.
But she's still the same. It's because still the same her.
Right.
Honestly, I'm excited about this. I like that they're doing this because it's good. You have to tell the story of the individual characters, and then that way when they combine them, it makes more sense, right? You understand who they are. Anyways.
These combo movies, though, suck.
Basically, what? No, just, it's going to be all right. The chick villains. It's going to be great.
I think they're trying to make her the Deadpool of...
She's the equivalent of the Joker, man.
Is this leading up to the next Suicide Squad? Is this supposed to be the character that they're moving into Suicide
Squad? Apparently, it's coming out in 2020, but I don't know if...
Do you know, Rachel?
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Like, I have no idea.
Well, I like it.
She's a little bit different compared to the previous one, but I mean...
Birds of Prey is prior to...
Oh, really?
The Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Really?
Pretty sure?
Well, they just announced the cast for Suicide
Squad.
She
said she broke up with Joker, so that means it's after the first Suicide Squad. It might be before.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were rebooting it completely. They're like, we're wiping the slate on that other shit.
They're not rebooting. They're just moving forward.
They're continuing.
Yeah, just
Will Smith is out.
Yeah, apparently. With different characters.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's out. He's not going to play.
No one wants him.
What is it? Deadshot? What's his?
Deadshot.
He was Deadshot in that? Why am I blanking on that?
Will Smith?
Because
it was a shit movie?
I mean, it was horrible.
I can watch it all day long like Green Lantern.
Yeah, the girls love it.
I can watch Green Lantern. That was actually
you
on the other
anxiety.
Day.
Anxiety.
Okay, so guys, one thing that I did want to talk about the movie, that everybody's... So we know that the last two... was it the last Batman movie that caused the shooting? You guys remember this?
Oh, yeah.
In Aurora, Colorado? So hold on. So,
not Batman versus Superman, though.
No.
It was just the Dark Knight.
Well, no, because it was the Joker, right? It was that.
Yeah, but the Joker wasn't even in. It was the one with Bane, the one afterwards.
Yes, you are right. You're very right. Joker Gotham universe. So the news media, honestly, they came out talking about how this is going to trigger another mass shooting.
No,
and
it's not.
Keep it up.
You fucking retard.
But. Oy. Hold on. One of the things that I want to say about that is that when the news comes out and says shit like this,
that's when it
happens. Only trigger people who are fucking lonely and fuck. You know what I'm saying? These crazy people who are out there. Yeah. How do I go out with a bang?
Yeah.
And the news media saying be careful out there because this is gonna happen. They're just preparing and they're
no they do that with some
cells.
No they do that with a lot of you know, remember back in the day a lot of the, you know, like Boys in the Hoods, Juice and all that. So there used to be a lot of shootings like in those movies. So every time one would come out, it'd be like, oh, a heightened alert. Dude, it doesn't happen
Video
anymore.
Games,
you know what I mean?
GTA.
Just stop. No, this is going back to the 90s where like gangs were actually meeting at the theaters and shooting up each other in the movie theaters over Juice because it was like blood.
So I'm going to ask you guys, you're not scared to go to the theater?
No.
Fuck. And plus, you know why I'm not afraid? Because look where we live. Yeah. These people aren't doing that
Half
shit.
Half of the people already have guns in there.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm taking mine tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody in Arizona's got a gun. I mean, you know what? Yeah, you go to these other places where they're hillbillies and crazy and they're trying to... Colorado always has a mass shooting, okay? Yeah. So there's something obviously fundamentally wrong with people in fucking Colorado. So, done.
It's all the free marijuana.
It's a state.
Or the...
Yeah.
It's that high elevation. It's that mile high.
Yeah.
The air's too thin.
Something goes wrong with that brain. But look, if I got to be afraid to go to the movie theater, I mean, come on.
Don't change your life.
Yeah,
I mean, you can think of a reason to be afraid to do anything. I could be afraid to go to
my mailbox.
I'll
turn into the Joker then.
Exactly. You can be afraid to go to your mailbox and get your mail.
I am.
But what kind of life is that?
Well, no. So to be fair,
I'm afraid to go to the mailbox to see bills.
Right. Yeah. But to be fair,
they keep coming no matter what.
You have to remember, for people like us, because we don't have that ailment, we'll never know. Like, we look at somebody. Why are you staring at me?
I don't know, because I feel like you do have that ailment.
No, but like when you see somebody that's like truly afraid to go, like to be around people and go outside and do the, you know, there's people that are, we will never know. So to say, wrong.
But they stay in their apartments. They don't go to movie theaters and shoot people.
Sometimes they do.
They don't go to the gun store and buy guns, and they don't go to the movie theaters and shoot people up. Ooh. They stay in their apartments.
I'm going
to
introduce a new segment, by the way, because I take the light rail now every day.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What's your segment?
Oh, yeah.
The light rail hell?
Oh, yeah. The light rail chronicles.
Okay.
The shit that I've seen. I almost
happened
watched
on the, yeah. Really?
Oh, bums are the best. Bums are the best. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
So, all right. This one's great. So... So
we're just gonna ignore the conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Because Joker's done.
We're out.
Joker poker. All right, done. Next.
Come on, guys. Like, okay, we're obviously gonna give a review of the movie, right? We're gonna watch it.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're gonna spoil the shit out of it. I don't give a shit. That's
so
what we do. We're talking.
Critics
about.
Critics are not being nice about it. I mean, it's getting mixed reviews.
Then we'll probably love it. I heard that this shit, like they said, this has got one of the best origin stories mixed with like possible like a. I guess Academy Awards or Oscars or some shit. They said it's amazing.
Rachel, you were saying that Alan Moore is this is based off of his.
I don't think it's based off his.
Oh, no. Well, then wait, what? Then
I just brought it up because there's so many different stories. Like in Alan Moore, like in The Killing Joke, Batman is the reason why Joker becomes the Joker because Batman basically trips him into a vat of chemicals. Well, Batman is an adult. So if this one shows
this
that
one's
Batman
different.
Is a child, this one's obviously different. But then there's also multiple stories where it depends on why the Joker becomes the Joker.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it all varies. But also there's like other varying factors outside of just the chemicals where it was like his pregnant wife got murdered by the mob because they owed him money. And then he comes back and then sees that like the apartment's on fire. And then he literally like goes insane. And he has that like beautiful narrative where he's like, whenever your past gets so like, something about past tense and how you can always escape by taking the emergency exit, which is insanity, where you don't have to think about like any of the bad shit that happened to you. And you can kind of just like take the emergency exit and forget about all of that bad shit because you're just completely insane. Like that's like the snapping point. This one's totally different because obviously like something happened to him beforehand if Bruce Wayne is coming in as a kid. But then there's many other origin stories that
I'm curious.
Well, I mean, you think about the original Batman. So, like, the original Batman from the 80s, they actually, so that kind of falls into line with the Killing Joke, right? Yeah. Because Batman, if you remember, they were in Access Chemicals and he's, you know, he shoots him in the face and all that crap and he's holding him by the hand and he drops him into the chemicals and he becomes the Joker after that, you know? So,
you know,
it's kind of crazy.
To be honest, though, like movies come out in the era that the movies come out in. They're a perfect fit for that era. In other words, if this version, if
they don't
the Dark
hold
Knight,
up well, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no, because when you look at the early, what was his name?
No,
even before him, West. What was his name?
Adam West.
Adam West. Like that Batman is so yes.
Ping, pang, boom.
But you know what? I couldn't enjoy that Batman. I like the Christopher. What's his name?
Yeah,
American
the latest
Psycho.
One,
Batman.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Batman.
To me, I like that Batman.
See, I still love me some Val Kilmer Batman.
Oh my God, that was the worst one.
He was so that
I was.
It was
gonna marry him as a child.
It was Clooney and Kilmer.
Clooney, yes.
Yeah, but let me tell you something.
Clooney was I don't know.
Jim Carrey as the Joker as the Riddler though.
Great.
Yo, I would reboot him with him being the Riddler again.
How about
because
Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Yes.
That
you
was
know what? Okay. No.
That was actually pretty good too.
But
Schwarzenegger as Frost.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes!
No, that was the worst.
No, hold on. It was the worst. It was really bad.
Oh he had that cheesy line too.
You guys don't get it.
No,
you
stop.
He had that cheesy line and it was like
It's called baby.
Yeah, or something when he went chill or something like that. He had some cheesy fucking...
I felt some type of way about Mr. Freeze as a kid, too. Oh,
Jesus, stop. You have twisted.
How about what's her name for Poison Ivy?
Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah. She could have oomed on my face. You know what I'm saying?
And then was it Kim Basinger as...
That leaves an open window as to what means.
Character was Kim Basinger? Hey, who was Kim Basinger? She was... What character was she?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't she Catwoman?
No. She was the reporter. She was... she worked with Knox.
What'd she look like?
Oh, my God. She was a character?
No. She was Michael...
She's just... Okay.
Yeah, she was the reporter.
I was trying to fuck Michael Keaton.
Who fucked Michael Keaton?
That's how it goes.
It's Bruce Wayne, by the way. All right.
Anyway,
I'm just remembering all these flashbacks from my childhood.
What I was trying to get at is that all these, in my opinion, I know you're a comic fan, but I approach these films from a
cinematic.
Yes, exactly. And so I look at those films. They weren't. They were just so cheesy. And I look at
them. Yeah, like, they were comic book movies.
But when I look at the Dark Knight series. Those were very cinematic. They were done
right, very dramatic.
You got to get great soundtrack,
that's something that
great actors.
Marvel has done a much better job at.
They have.
Is that they from Iron Man 1, right? It was just like it was a real story. It wasn't a Batman and Robin or a Batman and whatever.
But you know what? Like Rachel says, the DC Comics series has better stories. They just have not been able to figure out
converted onto film
because their characters are not.
The characters are fucking great. Don't talk.
No.
I will
they're not.
You.
They're not movie.
Well,
they're not movie.
Batman.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. To me, the Marvel universe is more of the. I'm a superhero.
No, it's just
in DC. They're more. Sadistic.
No, they have Disney funding, so then it's I'm a superhero.
No, this was before. This was before
great.
Disney.
Wait, by the way,
Deadpool was before Disney. Deadpool was always like.
By the way, did you guys hear that Tom Holland saved Spider-Man?
Probably
he saved Spider-Man. So
Spider-Man's back in.
It's back in.
I told you it was going to happen. They lost much money. How did he save
it?
Wait.
Sony decided to Disney decided to take a cut. They're only accepting 25% of the profits. But Tom Holland is a great Spider-Man, man. He did a good job in that whole
So Disney is going to continue to allow Universal to make Spider-Man movies?
Their disagreement was on how much that each one was going to make.
Yeah, they wanted 50-50.
They wanted 50-50, but they weren't going to get it. Sony said
Sony
no.
That's doing
it? Sony, because Sony still owns it.
And then what did Tom do to
apparently he made some calls and he I don't know exactly what he said, but they both came out saying,
yeah, he sucked a little dick.
He sucked
a
what?
Hey, look,
Tim, who says
all
that?
I'm saying is that he's a great Batman. I like. I'm sorry,
he's a great
Batman. He's a Spider-Man.
Right,
he's a great Spider-Man.
I
Spider-Man,
generally
sorry.
Don't like Spider-Man, but I like.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think he did.
They put a lot of work into that character to build it up. To be almost like take the throne over from Iron Man, right? Because Iron Man was the big staple of phase 1 through 4. So you're going into this new universe and to the next, whatever your storyline, next phase. Spider-Man's the only character left that people know that haven't retired and is an A.
Well, yeah, he's the youngest one.
Well, no, but he's an A, but he's
process.
An A character. He's an A character. He's a leader. Sure. And I can see where they can go with this because if you're gonna start bringing in the X-Men and everything else. Yeah. And now that
are
Disney,
they bringing the X-Men in?
Well,
there's
Fox,
rumors.
They own Fox,
right? So, and you could bring in the Punisher and all because they own all that shit. So you can start bringing Daredevil and all that and put him with.
But they've
Spider-Man.
they've already shown the Phase 4, and X-Men isn't in there at all, right?
So they couldn't commit to it because they were still unsure what they wanted to do. Because at one point, wasn't Disney killing them all off
thing.
Because they didn't own the rights?
Yeah, it was fucked up. They were killing them all off in the comics. They even murdered Wolverine.
Yeah.
And they just stopped producing Fantastic Four completely, so that Fox
let's not get
couldn't
into
feed off of it.
Fantastic Four.
No, but if you think about the way
Fantastic
right,
Four,
but
I
think
know
about
you
the way
we've had this
think,
discussion.
Think about the way Logan died. Think about the way Logan ended. Right? Logan ended.
Right, but that was
with
based
him
off
dying.
Of the old man Logan.
Right, but that was Fox's way of because you can't keep doing stories because these guys.
Well, they can make up their own shit.
Hugh Jackman's been doing it for 20 years now. You got to give the guy a break.
Yeah, but he's gonna come back in Deadpool. Deadpool's gonna get him back.
I hope so. That'd be good.
One thing that I want to say, X-Force. Going back to Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man, the reason that I like him, Tom Holland, the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the reason that I like this character, he reminds me very much. And look, okay, I'm just gonna say this.
Let me finish this out.
So do you remember the Flash? I forget that in the DC version, the latest one.
Justice League,
right? You remember he's very eager. He's young. And he looks up to Superman and Batman. You know, he's like, oh, these guys are, you know, he's their idol, right? And so Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man is kind of that same. He's very eager. He's a kid. He's like, and I like that because when you look at the Marvel universe, the DC universe, you always got the manly, blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like,
then you see this little scrawny kid.
You see this kid and he's very eager. So it's good that you have that. They're not all like, oh, you know, like fucking bulked up. And yeah, exactly. Like
the Batman to the Robin.
You know what I'm saying? I like that.
The Robin character's a
little
bitch.
That's why it works. And that's why I think the Tom Holland version of Spider-Man works in this.
But
in
even
this
Tobey Maguire, when he played Spider-Man, he was
sucks.
He did. No.
He sucks.
At the time, you got to remember, that was the first time like they did it and it was great. And then the movies got shitty.
Yeah,
but even the second Spider-Man, that kid was good. The kid from the Facebook movie, that kid was a good Spider-Man. I thought so.
Facebook.
Again. So you know that the Facebook movie?
No.
That they made?
No.
The Social Network?
The Social Network, yeah.
So
he was in that?
Oh, I never saw that.
I think his name's Edwin. But that kid was a phenomenal Spider-Man. You know, but then when they rebooted for the third time, they said we're putting in somebody new.
But you also have to take into effect that the Spider-Man, the character itself, is a teenager in high school, right? So you get longevity out of that person. Whereas exactly. Tony Stark, he's an adult. He's running a Fortune 500 company. Right. He's doing all this. The Hulk is, you know, a doctor. He's a research scientist. Yeah. You've got Captain America. The guy was in World War II.
Yeah, they're all older. Exactly,
they're older characters, right? Thor. Yeah. He's a god from another planet.
Mm-hmm. And even Spider-Man's
a kid in high school.
Yes, exactly.
So
that's why I think it works. It works, and I'm glad that they're keeping him in that. And
Spider-Man, doesn't he become the leader of the Avengers at some point?
Well, he was originally. Iron Man was only the West Coast Avengers. God.
West Coast? What the hell?
West Coast. It was the Great Valley version of the original Avengers.
Jesus. Right. So, Spider-Man was always considered Spider-Man was one of the original Marvel characters.
Yeah.
But even one of the original Marvel comics, right? Like in that series, like you always associate Hulk, Spider-Man, Captain America, like those three were always like synonymous with each other.
Yeah.
Like you always knew that.
So as a kid,
but that'd
I
be
remember
Spider-Man versus Punisher. What? Oh,
no,
I
don't
want to see that.
I remember
Spider-Man versus Punisher.
Spider-Man had his own show.
Yeah.
It wasn't even animated. It was like Lou Frigno.
Yes.
That was the best show ever.
I used to watch that show as a kid.
What was that guy's name? Bill. Oh,
no idea.
Shit.
Not Bill Paxton.
But I remember. I still remember.
Bill Bixley. The guy who played when he's not the Hulk. He played
Oh my God, you're terrible at this.
When it's not, he's.
Why am I blanking on this right now? I've had too many calls.
Shit, it's the Hulk.
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
So Bruce Banner is Bill Bixby, which is kind of weird if you think about it.
Whoa.
And then Lou Ferrigno would be the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when I was a kid, and then you had the Justice League. Had a cartoon, so you had Superman, Batman, and then you had the Adam West Batman, right? So these are the influences that I had as a kid, right?
But
never saw Iron Man.
Let me ask you this question: do you think those versions would work today?
No, God, no.
No, they wouldn't.
No,
so
the versions that work today are the ones that they made movies out of.
Well, the Hulk was just body paint. You can't say that just body paint is going to make you do great nowadays. You know
body paint
mean?
In a ripped shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And shorts.
Exactly. Wrestling a bear in a lake with
the
paint.
And the guy sounds like Andre the Giant.
Yeah, anybody want a peanut?
That's exactly.
All right, guys. Talking about the 80s, I'm going to go a little bit off tangent, but when I was looking at. Because you get caught up in YouTube, right? And you're like, oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah. You go down that YouTube hole.
You went down the rabbit hole.
So Terminator 6 is coming out.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
They're making another Terminator.
Terminator 6 is coming out. And guess who's back?
Sarah Connor.
Have you guys seen the.
No.
I got it.
Wait, Sarah
did
Connor?
Did you guys ever see the Sarah
What's her name? Yeah, the original from the 80s.
Oh, my God.
The one that was married to Cameron.
What's her name? This is where I'm going to go on the record and say.
Say
they. Can't do anything original anymore. They're going back. My God. They're going back. Dude, they're rebooting Boys in the Hood. And fucking, yeah.
I didn't know this.
They're rebooting New Jack City. Oh, wow. And I'm just like, come on, guys. No, stop.
They're milking that
Well, why don't you think about something new? Huh?
I got it.
What do you got?
He doesn't because he plays the same goddamn music from the 80s.
Exactly. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, speaking of the music from the 80s, if you'd like to hear it, come out to Yaletel tonight. DJ.
DJ.
Yeah. You guys can hear it tonight. Come out tonight, but this episode won't drop for another 3 days. So
it's okay. No one's coming out anyways.
Yeah. No, apparently, like, there's a bunch of people there. Ken's like, everybody's waiting for you.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm hungry.
Let's watch this preview for Terminator, guys.
So it's called Dark Fate.
I love Terminator. Man, I'll be back. I will watch every single Terminator movie until I
die. It was dope when we went to the $5 showing for $5 for Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That was dope.
All right, watch this.
There's nothing better than when they censor something with loading a gun.
Okay, guys, I have a question.
Mother, what's worse?
Because I'm drawing a blank. Did Sarah Connor die?
Yes.
In she did, right?
She died of cancer in the third.
So I'm trying to figure out what happened. Like, how are they going to make that connection that she's now back alive?
Well, all they have to say is that she didn't really die. She just went off the grid. Oh,
I thought they reset it. I thought with the last one they did some kind of.
No, the last one didn't even include.
Wait,
really, Schwarzenegger? It was.
But it was they went back. No, they went back to Batman. The 80s.
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. No. They did one. The last they
did another one 2015.
Because we saw that. Because what happened was they went back to the '80s where Arnold came back and saw himself.
Yes, we saw that.
Yeah, and they actually.
You're not a Terminator fan, are you?
No, I just burped.
Oh, wow.
I think you can hear it in the background.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, I got to go back on mine. But it was basically like they went back and kind of like. Went back to the Terminator 2 episode movie, like, and they built off that. It was like a split timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were both like, "Oh shit, this is weird," because he looked young as fuck. Like the CGI.
So they get thrown back into the past, but it's the new Arnold Schwarzenegger that's on the good side.
Yeah,
he gets dropped back at the same time that the other one.
The bad
so they went back the in timeline. One. So the timeline got reset. So maybe she didn't, you know, no they could have saved her at that point. You know what I mean?
Like now you're just like this talking is about like freaking loops and feedbacks multiverse. Of time. Yeah.
Right, but this is why I say come up with something new.
Come up with something new, exactly. You know, everything that was worthwhile watching happened in the 80s. I'm just going to put it out there.
No.
What?
God, no.
Jeremy.
No.
Lost Boys.
No.
That's the
What was it? What was the golden era in your opinion?
Each era has its good movies.
Lost Boys was one of the best movies ever. I don't give 90s. A shit.
What was it? What was the gold? What was
Happy Gilmore?
No.
Billy
God,
Madison.
No. Fuck Adam Sandler.
I like Adam Sandler.
Why won't he die? No. Die Adam Sandler, you fuck.
You're telling me you don't like any Adam Sandler movie?
No. Not a goddamn one of them.
I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
To me,
what
Adam
about
Sandler.
House Bunny. I love House Bunny.
Was Adam no, Sandler
so there,
in
so
House
there was a lot of there was a lot of cheese dick
How do you
movies
not like
in the
Waterboy?
90s. There was definitely a lot of
do you like Waterboy?
It's fucking hilarious.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Wow.
What the fuck?
There was a lot of good movies in the 90s, but there was also a lot of cheese dick.
Well, so okay, let's talk about movies in the 90s. What Give me a list of movies in the 90s, and I'll tell you if they were good or not.
Well, it's hard to differentiate the 90s and
Titanic.
The early 2000s for me.
Titanic?
Braveheart.
Robin Hood.
I don't agree with the Robin Hood theory.
The Last of the Mohicans.
I don't know if I saw that.
That
one.
Is a good movie.
What?
What?
Yeah. I don't believe I saw that.
I turned that off, I think.
That is a solid movie.
Solid movie.
That's a great movie.
One of the best movies of all times came out in the 90s. Clerks. Mallrats.
Oh,
Dogma.
Mr. Whiskers. Dogma was at the 2001.
No, Dogma
I swear Dogma was 2001.
I've seen Clerks, but this. Way after the curve on that.
But,
What's his name? What's his name? The guy.
1999, you're right. Yeah. Damn.
The guy who played Peter Bankman from Ghostbusters. What's his name?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. What's his movie? The
Groundhog Day. Great movie.
That's a great movie.
Scrooge?
90s.
It was okay movie.
What about Lost in Translation? Another good movie.
No, that was
2000s.
That was
no. I'm pretty sure that was the 90s.
That
when
was
he was
Lost.
Stuck in, When he was stuck in Japan.
Yeah, that was 2000.
Scarlett Johansson with him. Was it Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was probably overrated. What else? There was a ton of great movies in the 90s.
Well, sure.
And but so like what stands out? There's also so many of them.
There's a boatload of crappy ones.
Yeah, like yeah. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So like what? Give me one.
Okay, first of all, right at the end of the 90s, The Matrix, one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever. 99.
Men in Black,
the
first Black, 99, yeah, Independence Day. What about Independence Day?
I can't do Men in Black because the Fresh Prince is in there. I can't do it.
So same thing with Independence Day. Independence Day was one of the best.
Can't see him doing anything else?
There you go.
Oh, I will tell you the worst movie of that time frame is...
Men in Black 2?
The second one. Independence Day 2. That was
that came out in the 2000s.
Nelson's over at my house, and Heidi's there, and we're sitting on the couch watching it. And halfway through the movie, and correct me if I'm wrong, I turn to everybody and I go, "Does anybody really give a fuck what happens to any of these characters?" No. And they all looked at me and they go, "No, not really. Like, we don't give a
talk
shit."
About it was not a horrible making a movie. Connection with any of the characters.
Horrible.
It was done poorly. It was terrible. We're just trying to make money.
They're cashing in. Yeah, yeah, they're cash. They're
what year were you born?
92.
Okay, so
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, 92, man.
Oh my God! But, I graduated high school in 92.
Wait, what? That's
I graduated
crazy.
In 98.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
On a lighter note, when I was a kid, when it comes to sci-fi movies then, I watched Mars Attacks.
Yes.
It was the most horrifying movie I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It was scary.
It scared the living shit. I didn't get any of the humor. I was just looking at these fucked up aliens with brains and a chick that got a chihuahua head put on her body and her head on a chihuahua body.
Do you guys remember Howard the Duck?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a bad, good movie, right? Because it was so bad.
How about Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes!
That was terrible.
First of all, Baby's Kids.
Wait, hold on. I don't know if this is the goddess truth. First time I jacked off to a cartoon.
Oh my God!
Was Jessica Rabbit? I'm not gonna lie.
It was the first and not the last.
Well,
no, the first time I jacked off,
it was only half animated.
Jessica Rabbit was fucking.
I feel like that's
gorgeous.
What everybody does. I feel like every dude like had like some type of weird.
You're sick.
You've never jacked off.
You're being judgy.
You've never been judgy. You jerked off to a goddamn fucking cartoon.
I feel like a lot of guys would say they jerked off.
I'm gonna send you some links.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You go learn today.
You go learn
Jessica
today.
Rabbit was not one. What's what? the how about Dick Tracy?
Yeah,
remember that one?
Yeah, that was the
watch and shit. And then did you guys ever see Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow?
There you go. That's just terrible.
Now you just
that was
yeah,
a,
now you just
that was
you
a,
geeked out so much right now. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
You're being judgy.
Did you see that?
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm pretty sure Bill and Ted's Bill and Ted's 2 came out.
Ooh.
I Melvin'd him.
That's the 90s.
Yeah. That's the 90s.
Yeah. I love Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's they're coming out with another one.
I know, which again,
was it like the Bogus Journey or something? Like
that? Oh, I'm so ready.
But you know what I'm more excited about that they're coming out with?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Bill and Ted was filmed in Arizona. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm more excited about that's coming out?
What?
Jane Silent Bob.
The reboot.
Yeah. The reboot. That's going to be great.
All right. I think we've exhausted this conversation.
You know, we haven't. Yeah,
ladies
you know
and gentlemen.
Fuck the politics for a night. Fuck the impeachment.
I think this was a good conversation.
I think we
fucked all of it, to be honest.
We fucked it right in the mouth. We skull fucked it. Oh, let me tell you about my train ride real quick.
And she swallowed.
Oh, wait. With the Timmy terrible train ride.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah. Right, I got to take a piss, though, but go ahead.
So listen to this shit. So these bums come in, and one of them's, you know, all dirty.
This is in the light rail?
Yeah, this is on the light rail, right? So I'm going to lunch with, I'm coming back from lunch because I met Corey and a bunch of his coworkers, right? So we walk into the train, and the guy comes in with his little thing, sits down, but he leaves his walker, like, right in the middle of everything, right? Like, because we're standing right at the door, so he leaves it, like, right in front of him, but, like, towards where everybody's got to get on and off the train.
Okay.
Okay, so now Hot Wheels comes in her little scooter. She's about 85 years old, you know what I mean?
Hot Wheels?
Yeah, you know, she's in her little... She's in a little
knack on her.
Yeah.
What's up, Hot Wheels?
So Hot Wheels comes in.
What do those wheels do?
And she's literally looking, and she's trying to get to, you know, the reserve seating that which he's sitting in, like, but there's another one right across from her,
okay,
you know, from him, but his stuff is blocking. And she's like, "Sir, can you move your thing?" And he just ignored it. He's like, I can't move it. And he's like, "You need to stay." So she literally had to stay sitting in between, like she, her cart had to stay in between all of us. So now she's blocking in the middle of everything. So anybody trying to get on and off the train, right? So now we're all like looking like, is this really happening? So now a guy sitting down, it starts screaming at the guy, at the bum. He's like, sir, move your shit. Like, let her get through. And he's just ignoring him, right? So now the bum's got to get off the fucking train. And he's like, I can't go. And he's like, can you move, please? He's telling this to the lady in the scooter. I mean, in the motorized wheelchair. He's like, can you move? And she's like, where am I going?
The homeless guy's asking the
lady.
Yeah,
because he's
got
to get out with his walker because it was his stop. So now the guy sitting down starts screaming at the bum again. She's not moving. You need to go that way. But he's like, well, they're blocking. He's like, well, you're a smart guy. You figure it out. So these guys start arguing on the fucking train. We're all looking like, oh, my God. Wait,
so how long is this train ride? I mean, you don't work that far away from...
Right, this happened within, like, a five-minute span.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, from, like, three stops.
So less than a mile?
Yeah, less than a mile. There's like, the escalation just, like, went from 0 to 100. All because Hot Wheels had to get on that train at that particular...
I love how you give them names, Hot Wheels.
He's trying to mac on Hot Wheels.
Was she hot? No, she was fucking...
Like 93? He would have fucked her, though.
But, she almost kind of came in and, like, is, like, crying about it. And we're all like, fuck her, move. I almost moved it for him, but these guys...
When the door was open and it was blocking somebody getting on, I would have took his shit and thrown out the door and said, okay, come on in, lady.
Yeah, but these guys are on a different...
But
he would get off and go get his stuff and we would all be a lot
happier. 3 days in. 3 days in.
On a lighter note.
Almost watched the fight. That was great. Hot Wheels.
You got a story, Rachel?
Well, I used to be friends with a hobo when I was a kid.
And
on that note...
Thank you for listening. Where was this?
No, it the was Hobo in California.
Oakland? Oakland?
We used to call him Hobo Jojo, yeah.
Hobo Jojo.
He lived in a treehouse down this.
Was it your treehouse?
Down by the river!
No, I think he built it, but it was down the hill from us in a bunch of trees.
Down on the corner.
He was
out
nice.
In the street?
Yeah.
He was nice, so you can't judge all homeless people.
But you give them nicknames. You had Hobo Joe, and this was Hot Wheels. And then the other guy,
Hot Wheels was really homeless because she had a mobile scooter.
She had her bags on the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but you...
She had her house.
What level
did
of...
it clank like aluminum cans?
Yeah, no, she had her house on the back.
She's got to recharge that thing somewhere.
And she smelled really bad. So, but then you had the other guy was no teeth and no teeth, the greasy. I mean, this guy was greasy Tony.
I would have grabbed his stuff if it was
Tony?
In the way. If it was in the way, I'd grab his stuff. I'd throw it out the front door and say, "Hey, if you want that, you better go get it."
But what was even better was the guy that was screaming at the bum, you know, or the old man, whatever. The guy is about like 500 pounds and screaming at the guy. Like, you look what you're trying to argue with, dude. You're, like, trying to make yourself, like, sound tough or something. I'm like, you're yelling at a fucking old, decrepit man. And this guy had no problem saying, shut the fuck up. I'm going to kick your ass. He's like, get the fuck off the day. And we're all sitting there like,
how many people are in your crew? Three, four?
Yeah. There were three of us. And we were just sitting there looking at this like.
So were you guys just like, well, looks like we're on the forever train of.
No, we were
so
we need to start a reality.
Getting on or off.
We need to get started a reality TV
I'm gonna bring
show
a GoPro.
Where we just put cameras on the exact
I'm gonna
cameras
get a GoPro.
On the light rail and just record this shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking
you do like 5 minute segments.
I had one sit down next to me on the way down. It was disgusting.
Ugh. Wow, that's so rude.
No, he smelled really bad. You know, like when you have to breathe through your mouth? You're like...
All right, well, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. It was fun. Welcome back, Rachel.
We'll give you the politics next week on Tuesdays.
Yeah, took a little light this time.
Actually, we're probably talking about the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we might. Anyways, catch us on the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a follow. Hit the like button. And maybe share some of the content. We will see you all next time.
Next time.
Adios.
Bye. Have a good day.